Hello, everyone. Welcome to Small Biz Tips. So, a few weeks ago, a really good friend of mine who was also on a pod connected me to this guy, and we had an amazing conversation. I was blown away by what he was able to do. I had to bring him here, guys. Kitten, what's up, man?
What's going on, guys? Thanks for having me on. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for jumping on, brother. So, before we get started on all the greatness that you bring to the table, who is Kitten?
Oh, man. I am a father of two kids. I have a 7-year-old daughter, a 3-year-old son.
Congrats.
I got an amazing wife. I am the owner of Perpetual Motion Marketing. We do client acquisition and sales completely done for you for coaches and agencies. So, all the way from like building ads, building funnels to appointment setting to even having closers take all the calls for our clients, and they just have to serve the clients that we bring on board for them. But that's
Wow.
basically what we do.
So I got so many questions on this one, but before I get to that, right?
Sure.
How'd you even get into entrepreneurship? Let's start there.
So I had my daughter when I was 22. I was still going to college, and I was going to college for music. And I was working 2 12-hour shifts on the weekends at Subway making
Wow.
sandwiches. I was a sandwich artist.
I like that term.
When my wife got pregnant, and I was like, well, crap, this ain't gonna work. I mean, I was driving a car that was held together by duct tape,
Wow.
and yeah, ridiculous. So I ended up waiting tables to increase my income a little bit, and quickly realized that that wasn't gonna be sufficient, especially for like the life I want to be able to provide for my family. And I started dabbling in different things. Like my friend told me about drop shipping. So I started watching YouTube videos, learning how to run Facebook ads, and I mean, I was running like $5 a day on Facebook ads and then like wondering why it didn't work, right? So I gave up on that, and then I ended up becoming a real estate agent while I was still waiting tables. And I couldn't afford to buy any leads. I couldn't afford to market myself in any way. I mean, the only thing I could think of to do to get clients was post on social media. So that's what I did, and that's how I got my deals. Fast forward about like a year and a half, I've closed like one or two deals, and then I had three deals that were about to come together all at once, in the same week. All the closings were lined up, scheduled, we were closed. And every single one of them fell apart, and it was going to be more money than I've ever made in a year in a single week. And I
Oh
was
my
like,
God.
and the crazy thing about it is that none of those deals falling apart had anything to do with me. There was nothing that was in my control that I could have done to, and I hate to be the victim, but that was actually the reality of the situation. I was like, I don't know if this is right for me. So I quit again. And then I went back to waiting tables, and I was about to become a manager at Red Robin of all places. So I did all my training. I started taking manager shifts, like closing the restaurant, opening the restaurant, things like that. And I turned 26 in 2020, the beginning of 2020. My birthday's in January, and I don't know if it was like a quarter life crisis. I don't know what it was. I was just like, all right, man. I look at the managers that are there. I'm like, do I want to be like these people? Number one. And then number two is like, can I see myself doing this for another, I don't know, 5 years, 10 years? And the answer was no. I was like, even if I moved up in the corporation, I'm like, I couldn't see myself wanting to do this with my life. It like the hours are crazy, the pay was terrible. And so I realized I had a problem. Right, I had $50,000 in student loan debt, no way to pay it back. I've got a 2-year-old, almost 3-year-old, at home. We're living in, I mean, just a bit bigger than a cardboard box. It was a very, very small apartment, bad neighborhood.
Wow.
I I knew that I had problems, but I just didn't have a solution. I started like getting into like I watch I when I did real estate, I read like Rich Dad Poor Dad, The E-Myth Revisited, Think and Grow Rich, and a few different things. So I was like aware that there was ways to make this happen. I just didn't know what to do. So what do you do when you don't know what to do? I went and I prayed. And I'm not joking. I prayed and I prayed and I prayed and I prayed for days, multiple times a day. And I said, God, if you just give me the idea, I promise you, I won't quit this time, no matter how hard it gets. I'm just going to go for it. Cause remember, I had a pattern of quitting. And I said, you know, I started bargaining with God. I was like, listen, you give me the idea, I'll do exactly everything that needs to happen. I won't quit. And I'll tell everyone that it was your idea. Right. So this is kind of my,
I love it.
Me holding up the end of the bargain right here, telling you guys this, right. I'm really analytical. So I started thinking like different ways that I could do things, but I would also like find all the reasons why it wouldn't work. And I'd like cross it off my list. Like that's not going to work. Until I came to this idea, I was like, you know, the only way I got clients when I was a real estate agent was posting on social media. Like, that's a valuable service. I know how to do that. And I like went through my like trial and error process in my head of like why this wouldn't work or why it would work. And I'm like, this would actually work. And so I like ran inside and I was like, I'm going to do this. And so I started doing social media management. I literally went around town passing out flyers, telling people I'd manage their social media.
You hustle, man. That's what I'm talking about.
And I got one client, and that led to a referral and led to more, just like they started having me do SEO and different things that like I didn't even know how to do. I just said yes to, because I'm like, do they take the money? And between waiting tables and in the business, within a couple months, I was doing, you know, over $10,000 a month in my personal.
Let's business. Go.
So, all right, this
Let's
is pretty
go.
Cool. Yeah, but that's basically how I got into this.
Yeah.
And that was 4 years ago, so a lot has happened since then. But yeah.
Fast forward, after you got this going, what you end up doing next? Like, how did you transition from that to the next thing?
Yeah, so the first big transition was I went to a mastermind, and I didn't know what a mastermind was. It's called the Power Room in Vegas, and it was because if you guys know Brad Lee, I saw that he was speaking, and I followed him, and I was like, oh man, I'd love to go out and check him out. And I messaged the person who was throwing on the event, and I was like, how much does it cost? I was ready to spend $5,000 to be able to go out there and pay for a ticket or something. And they're like, oh, it's free. I was like, oh, awesome. I didn't realize they were going to try and sell me into like a $30,000 mastermind. But I ended up going out there, and I met a guy who was speaking on stage. And actually, I didn't even meet him. I met his wife, and we ended up having a conversation. They needed someone to do their social media. They were doing like $3 million a year. I never had a client that was like at that level. And I got my first client for like $4,000 a month doing short form content.
Wow.
Then I got a bunch of referrals for that. And we went from like, you know, $10,000 a month to about $60,000 a month in less than 6 months. Which is pretty exciting. And then right after that, the service became really commoditized. I mean, I was able to charge $4,000 or $5,000 a month. And then next thing you know, every single client could get it done by someone else, and that didn't work. So I was in another mastermind with Rudy Moore, and I was learning how to run Facebook ads profitably. And I learned a whole lot, and I was tested a whole lot for about like 10 months. And I finally launched our ads, and we went from, you know, we were consistent about like, you know, $30,000 a month. And first month of running ads, we surpassed six figures really easily and rapidly.
Yeah.
I was like, we're onto something. And then we started doing it for clients, and they started passing six figures really fast and easily. So I was like, all right, this is really, really good. And then I just decided to add the other piece of the puzzle of adding on appointment setters and closers, because the truth of the matter is once you have qualified appointments, it's really easy to find salespeople.
Yeah, that can actually close because that's the problem, right? People will get all these leads, but they're not closing them. They're not following up with them and it fell through and they're like, "Oh, this is not working," not knowing their system wasn't set up properly. So I'm curious, what's been the biggest, because you have an amazing journey, from $50,000 in debt to making over six figures a month, right? What's that biggest lesson that you've learned throughout that journey?
So it's number one, it's hard. Right, this sounds all nice, like
I
the
know.
story sounds awesome, right? But the truth of the matter is that more times than I can count, I wanted to quit. And the truth, and this is also people don't realize, is and actually, if your audience is business owners, they do realize this, that feeling of wanting to quit, it's not like, oh, 15 minutes went by and I wanted to quit, or an hour went by, or a day went by and I feel like quitting. No, sometimes it's like a week or
Yeah,
2 weeks, or
even
even
most.
a month of you like feeling like you need to quit, throw in the towel, and you have all these obligations that are holding you there, and you feel like you're a prisoner to your business. And what I think has been the only reason I've been successful was that deal that I made with God, saying like, listen, I won't quit no matter how hard it gets. Because at the end of that tunnel of wanting to quit, it's always been better. It's always been better. But having the willpower to stick through that, I think, is like the one of the biggest things that I would try and pass on.
I love it. I love it. So, you've worked with a lot of clients, helping them from Facebook ads to setting up appointments to getting closers. What would you say is, in terms of identifying the right closers, right? What is that skill set that people need to see, or what is that characteristic they need to look at in a closer to say, okay, this guy can definitely perform and help me sell my product?
Yeah, believe it or not, that's the wrong question to ask.
Tell me what's the right
Yeah,
question.
if someone can follow a script, which is basically anyone, and it has is somewhat relatable and can have a conversation with someone, and is likable, the only other variable is how bad the person on the other side wants, or more so needs, what you're selling.
So
Like
the
how
offer is everything.
the offer is everything, because I've been through this a lot in my own business, where it's the offer and it's product market fit, because your offer might be worth $100,000. But if the people on the other line only have $5,000 in their bank account to invest, you can't sell it no matter what. You know what I mean?
That
So
makes sense.
the offer has to be really, really compelling and a no-brainer for people to move forward. And when you get that right, any closer can close at 20 to 40%. I mean, we've closed six people in the last 24 hours for our deal. And
Nice.
we're not spending that much on Facebook ads to get that amount of appointments. We've got like two closers on our team. That's it.
Nice, nice. On average, but I'm, you know what? Because I'm looking at the time, I'm gonna have to have you come back and do a whole session around building out offers. So to kind of wrap things up, right? What is that one small biz tip you can share with all of our audience that are business owners that's listening to that's maybe or in debt or maybe in the trenches right now trying to figure it out, or maybe they thought they'd figure it out and then shit changed. Now they got to start from scratch. So what's that one small biz tips that you will share with them?
Yeah, so I think the biggest thing goes back to what I said before with this stuff's hard. And it doesn't get easier. The wins get bigger, the losses get bigger too. Right? Like I'm looking at like a $100,000 loss in the next probably like 30 to 60 days. And I just know it's coming, and it is what it is. It's part of but like I remember losing $3,000 and being like scared out of my mind, right? So it doesn't get easier as you level up. And I think knowing that and being okay with it being really painful. And just knowing a lot of times all you have to do is wait and keep doing what you're doing and everything will eventually get better. Because I think there's a like a lot of BS out there right now with like, hustle and grind and everyone showing the flashy stuff on social media. But the truth of the matter is like there's a lot of times where like business owners get depressed and overworked and stress out of their mind and can't sleep. So just know, number one, you're not alone. And number two, that if you stick with it, you'll win. If you quit, you're gonna lose.
I love it.
Yeah.
Okay, and this was awesome, man. We got to bring you back for another session because I want to talk more about building an offer because a lot of business owners don't have the right offer, don't have the right structure, or even the right pricing for the audience that they're going after. So thank you for jumping on. Thank you for being transparent as well because a lot of people wouldn't share what you just share about what's going on within your business and, the wins and the losses. I love it. Thanks, man. And how do people get in touch with you, man, if they want to work with you?
Yeah, so probably the easiest way is to shoot us a message on Instagram. It's at PM marketing underscore. So our business name is Perpetual Motion Marketing. So PM marketing underscore.
Marketing
Just shoot us a
underscore.
message there. We'll get back to you. We'll ask you a little bit about your business, what's going on, and see if there's anything that we can do to help you.
Fantastic, man. Thanks for jumping on.
You
Guys,
got it.
check him out if you need his help, right? Coaches consultant from generating leads to booking appointments to closing deals.
That's it. Yeah.
All right, reach him out. Have a good one. Bye.
Here it goes. Bye.